The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast are those of the presenters and are not shared by Jukasa Radio or its affiliations.
Come on. Are you ready? It's time for Squad Hour.
Squad Hour here on 93.5. Josh, Carla, Dan Miller. Got four of these bad boys left. Like I tried to explain to you guys, there are still technically four more.
I thought it was three. I don't know why.
Nope. Still technically four more weeks left in the month of May. So we got 10, 17, 24, 31. And then it's June.
I know. Time's going to fly.
Does that help?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, June.
When does summer begin? June?
June 21st, baby.
That's when summer begins officially?
Yes.
That's crazy that you know that right off the top of your head.
I have
to. Surprised.
Been looking forward to it for a while.
Really?
Yeah, look at this weather.
It's only been like this for like a month.
But this time last year, like I went to Montreal and I was in a t-shirt, thin pants. It was nice out. The sun was out.
What?
Thin pants.
Oh, I thought you said bin pants. I was like, what the heck are bin pants? Wait, what are thin pants?
Like flowy ones. They're not jeans. They're not. They're just
so
flowy.
Like yoga pants?
Flowy ones.
I don't know that. What does that mean?
I've worn them here before.
What's flowy pants?
Thin linen, flowy pants.
Sure, whatever. It's summer to me. I'm wearing shorts, so anytime it's above 10 degrees,
you're crazy.
It's shorts weather. You got a jacket on.
Yeah, I got a jacket on, and I got my Under Armour pants because I'm going to the gym after this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You going to work out?
I am.
How's the body feeling?
Really sore. Like, my legs are all, like, I walk a lot, so, yeah. like I do, like, 20, I have a step counter. I do, like, 21,000 steps a day. So my legs are just sore every single day.
Yeah, that would do it.
Yeah.
21,000 steps
is
double.
You should take some
protein. I do.
Oh.
He does.
I find
he's
it
on,
helps.
He's on a whole, like, routine thing, you know?
I have a schedule.
Do you really?
I do have a schedule.
You have schedules as to when you can eat?
No, I can eat whatever I want, but I get up at, like, 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I go to bed 4, 10, 30, 11, and I
really?
Stick to my schedule.
I can't tell you the last time I went to bed at 10, 30, 11 o'clock
right?
at night.
I could barely fall asleep at 1 a.m.
Yeah. I hit
it's
the
bad.
Hay 12, 30, 1 o'clock every night, pretty much.
Well, like, on the weekends, of course, I'm here till 1, so I go to sleep at, like, 3 or 4.
Yeah, no, weekends I still go to bed 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't think I can. I don't know when I'm going to be able to kick that habit.
I've tried. So
it's hard.
On the iPhone, they have a bedtime app that you can use so that you time it so you get the same amount of sleep every single day.
Yeah.
And it tells you when you should go to bed to get that time of sleep, and mine tells me to go to bed at like 11 o'clock. I can't. I've tried. I won't fall asleep until
no.
one still.
Yeah, my wife always goes, go to, like, if you're tired, go to bed now. Like, but it's 11.
Yeah, it's so early.
Like,
there's so much to do.
Yeah,
still
the night is still young.
Yeah,
I get all my best work done after midnight.
Me too.
It's when it's quiet and no one's awake and no one can bother you.
I don't think I'll ever be a morning person. As much as I've tried, it hasn't happened yet.
I've always contemplated, like, oh, maybe I should get up like 30 minutes, 40 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't. Nah, I'm good. I'd rather not. But congratulations.
I don't know how you get up.
I enjoy the morning. I'm outside. It's beautiful out. So, yeah.
Is it?
Well, like, not
it looks
today.
Great.
Today wasn't that bad, though. Wasn't that bad.
Today wasn't that bad?
It was raining this morning.
Oh, yeah. That's not that bad. As long as it's not thunderstorming and it's not pouring rain, we're good.
Yeah, still not that bad.
Yeah.
All right. So, for the past couple of weeks, Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber have been kind of teasing the idea of doing a song together.
Yeah.
And then earlier this week, it was kind of announced that, okay, there's a song. It's called I Don't Care. It's coming out on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a little bit of a sample of what it's going to sound like.
Did you listen to that sample?
I have not heard anything about this song.
Okay.
I woke up this morning, so I wake up with the radio. I don't have an alarm. I have the radio go off.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up and I heard the host of the radio show go, we're playing Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber every hour.
They do that.
I was like, dang.
A lot of stations do that.
That's a bit of overkill, don't you think?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're definitely not playing it every hour. if you request it, sure, we'll play it. But it's not going to play every hour. It's playing for the first time today. It's been out for, what do you call it, 6 a.m. or midnight?
Came out at midnight.
Came out at midnight, so it's been out for 14 hours. Mm-hmm. We're playing it now because what do we know about music? You play it over and over again, people will like it for a minute and then hate it real fast.
Yeah.
I think we're all like that. Like, we love a song, and then they just keep playing it and playing it.
I do that to myself, though. I repeat music nonstop. Like, I'll just keep listening to one single for a whole day because I love it so much. And then after a week, I'm like, why did I do that? Now I don't like it anymore.
I only do that when I want to learn rap lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
True. Do you rap the lyrics?
Yeah. Of course I do.
Have you guys ever been caught in the car driving just jamming out to a song?
Absolutely, with the windows down.
Yeah, I need to get my windows tinted.
No, I do with the windows down. I don't care. What is someone going to do? Pull me over and say, hey,
I'm always worried I'm going to end up in one of those viral videos of people like...
Isn't that what you've always wanted?
No, not in that way.
Not in that way.
You want to be famous for completely other reason.
Not
other
for
reason.
An embarrassing moment.
So Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber have their new single. It's called I Don't Care. Have you heard it yet?
I have.
Have you heard it yet?
No, I haven't.
All right, two out of three haven't. Let's give this a test drive.
Did you know that you can take us anywhere you go? Download our app at the iOS store or on your Android. 93.5, Jukasa Radio.
Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber, I Don't Care, a new single. Came out at midnight, and I've already heard, in passing today, Song of the Summer.
Yeah. It's number one already.
That's a bold statement. Song of the Summer.
Okay, I love Ed Sheeran and I love Justin Bieber, but this song is not what I was expecting out of both of them.
It's very lame.
It's a little bit too happy for me.
It's cheesy.
I think it's only good in the right setting. Like, you need to be in the right setting to hear that song.
The sun needs to be out and you need to be in a good mood.
Like driving down a highway or driving somewhere where it's like the sun's up and the windows are down.
And it's not like a song you can dance to.
You can try.
Yeah,
it has the beat, but like lyrically and all that stuff, it's just not something like you can vibe to.
You gotta do like the 1-2 step.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah, something like real simple.
Yeah,
I don't know. What do you think about this Justin Bieber situation where he doesn't put out his own music? He just jumps on other people's songs. He's been doing that for 2 or 3 years now, and not putting out his own music. He's never been a really big fan of touring. He's kind of just turned into like this featured artist who like makes a regular song like super popular.
Well, I think he's just doing his own process until he gets to putting out his own projects by himself. Like, I think he's just going through a lot. So for him, it's easier as an artist to just jump on someone else's song because you don't really have to do much. I mean, if Ed Sheeran, he's probably writing with Ed Sheeran on the track, but Ed Sheeran's probably doing most of the work. So if it's all laid out for him, he could just go in the booth, record it, and it's not like mentally draining if he's not in a position to be in the studio. It's kind of more easygoing, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I think he's in a transition period because basically, like, no one's going to want to hear a Justin Bieber album because.
No, they would.
Well, no, like, adults won't.
I would.
Well, I'm saying like most of the adults, let's say like 25 and up, they're going to be like, ah, Justin Bieber, I don't want to get caught listening to that. But if you put him on a song with like Sway Lee or Ed Sheeran or even like Drake, they'll be like, oh, I'm listening to Sway Lee. I'm listening to Ed Sheeran. I'm not listening to Justin Bieber. So I think he's in a transition period where he needs to be seen as more of an adult rather than the child star he was.
But he still sounds like a child when he sings. Like that, like he's got like this nasally kind of sound. He still sings super young.
But I feel like any pop star does. Like Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift, they don't sound older.
Wow, you're talking about some elite singers right there. Some beautiful voices.
Well, when you look at it, it's all just pop stars. Like Justin Bieber doesn't have that vocal ability or range that Beyonce or somebody else has. He's a pop star. They all can sing like mediocrely.
What was that word?
Mediocrely. Is that a word?
They all sing mediocre.
I don't think Selena Gomez sounds grown. I think she just like took a different approach with like that talkie-talkie.
Yeah.
It has more of a little sexual stuff in there. So like you take her out of that category of being a child.
That is her lane. Like soft, very sexy music. Because it limits your vocal range. You don't have to go as far with it.
It's better for her tone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that she has.
And then like Taylor Swift's always like...
Uppity.
hot, like just fast moving. Again, doesn't have to do any long notes. Yeah. And I think Justin Bieber is kind of like...
Justin Bieber does well when he does the acoustic stuff. That sounds good.
Yeah.
But he did just become the first musician to see half a dozen songs hit 1 billion streams on Spotify. So
does that matter anymore?
Oh, yeah,
the Spotify stuff, who cares?
It matters.
That little Nas X guy did really well. Who cares? He'll be gone in 10 minutes.
Yeah, anybody can pretty much go to number one.
I don't know. He's going to make a rock song, he said.
What? That what video game will it be based on?
I can't.
I don't know what video game, but like maybe like what's it called? The one that all the kids play? Fortnite.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Because you know what Old Town Road's based on.
No, what's it based on?
It's based on a video game.
I didn't know that. Yes. I thought, remember we were talking, making fun of it?
Yeah.
I thought it
yeah.
was just about a road outside.
I thought it was based on a movie.
No.
Like so, there's a movie called Old Town Road or something.
No. So he was playing Red Dead Redemption 2 for the whatever system he's playing it on. And that game is a country western game.
Right.
Where you are, in essence, a outlaw cowboy. You ride horses and like you do all that stuff. And like he basically like wrote this song as he was playing the game, and then he just put the song out and it went up.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Based on a video game.
I thought it was crazy that the song went number one on the country charts, and then they took it off because it said it wasn't country. But then once Billy Ray Cyrus was on it, they put it back on the country charts.
Because it's a bona fide country star.
Yeah, but like that's kind of like
country legend, actually.
Yeah, but like if it wasn't good enough when it was Lil Nas X, why is it with Billy Ray Cyrus?
Because it was on the fringes of being country music, and then you put an actual country artist on it, and it's like, okay, well, like we can't dispute it now.
Yeah, because if they did, then for sure people would go after them. Like, yeah. What's your problem?
You can't do anything about it at that point. It's like, okay, like the Billy Ray Cyrus is on the song. Like,
what's your excuse now?
Yeah, we weren't sure about it at first, but now it's like we can't do anything about it. And the song's short, so half the song is Billy Ray Cyrus singing.
Do you think if Drake made a country song, they would allow it to be on the charts?
It's a great question.
Just the fact that you just said Drake and country in the same sentence.
I don't know.
It'd
be a good transition.
I'm
just
trying to picture him singing country.
Once he gets up there, he's what?
I think
30
only
now?
Nelly can do that.
Well, Nelly's from St. Louis, so like it is the country.
It sounds good when Nelly.
Country
does
Grammar
it.
Is the greatest country album I've ever heard.
It's yeah. good.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the greats. Coming up, we got more music on the way, and we have more of Squad Hour as well. Here's Chromeo, Don't Sleep with French Montana.
Did you know that you can take us anywhere you go? Download our app at the iOS store or on your Android. 93.5 Jukasa Radio.
Elijah Woods, Jamie Fine with you. Now, Avengers Endgame has made a lot of money, and it actually beat Titanic.
What?
Yeah, so it's now number two all time.
No way.
So have you guys seen it yet?
Nope.
I have not.
What the heck?
Yo, Josh saw it two times
I've seen
and
it
cried the same amount the second time. Yeah.
No, not the same amount. That's not true. Less. I cried less the second time.
You still cried.
But I still cried, yeah.
I've seen exactly the Spider-Man trailer, so I kind of know what happens in Endgame.
He tells you not to watch the trailer.
I don't care. I want to watch it.
No, you should see the movie.
I don't understand why they would even put it out if they want to tell people not to watch
okay,
it.
Okay, I've explained this to you already.
Yeah, but I still...
Okay, so the directors of Endgame said, okay, no spoiling for 2 weekends, all right? Fans, do not spoil anything for the first 2 weekends because we assume most of that really want to see the movie and don't want it to be spoiled will have seen it within the first 2 weekends. So then on the Monday following the second weekend, it's like, okay, now we can drop this Spider-Man trailer because the movie comes out in like 2 months.
I feel like they should have given it a month.
No, a month. It sold $2.2 billion in 2 weeks.
Yeah, but I still need to see
it. Enough people have seen it. If you were interested enough and didn't want it to be spoiled, you would have seen it already.
No, hold on. I wanted to see it, but it started to rain, and I want to watch it at the drive-in. I don't want to go to the actual movie
Oh, it's
theater.
So good, the theater, though. Oh, okay, but we did go to a regular movie theater. We went to Ancaster, mm-hmm. and like I forgot how narrow those seats are.
Because you're so used to the yeah, Jackson one?
Like Jackson Square, like the movie theater there, I mean, big recliners. You get to mm-hmm. lounge back. No one's ruined them yet, which... blows my mind how we have not ruined that theater yet. It is so comfortable and roomy. And then you go back to like Ancaster and you're like squished in with everybody. And I wasn't a fan of that. But yes, it's made enough money to surpass Titanic.
That's crazy.
Which Titanic came out 20 years ago. And it was the number two movie. It was the number one movie for the longest time until Avatar came out. And now it's number three, and I'm just shocked that you two have still not seen it yet.
When are you going to go see it?
Probably like next Sunday. Next Sunday or something. It'll be like its fourth week.
Yeah, this weekend's the third weekend. Are you guys going to see Detective Pikachu?
Yes, I can't wait.
Nah, I'll get a bootleg version of that.
You don't like Pokemon?
Like, I like playing it. Like,
it's a great game.
Because I want to get a Switch, and once they actually have the real Pokemon game out, like, I'll get it.
What do you mean? The one came out already.
No, there's supposed to be one that's more like, there's like an online portion of it where you can actually battle people, yeah, not just a storyline.
This one too. You can do that as well.
I just hope this one doesn't make me cry, because that other one.
The first one?
That made me
again,
cry.
From 20 years ago?
That's probably that and A Walk to Remember are the only movies that
Pokemon
ever,
and A Walk to Remember.
When Mewtwo was trying to kill Pikachu.
So Pokemon, the first movie, made you cry.
Mm-hmm.
Shane West, Mandy Moore from A Walk to Remember.
Yes.
Also made you cry.
And that's it.
Those are the two movies that made you cry.
Mm-hmm.
Man, hundreds of movies that made me cry. I get moved. I was moved to tears yesterday watching TV.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I'm weeping willow. But yeah, no, Avengers, honestly, like, I remember we were watching it in the theater, and I look at Javon, and I'm like, are you ready? It's gonna happen. Are you ready? I'm so excited. Are you ready? It's about to happen. And then things would happen, and I'd still, like, get, like, emotional. And I remember there was the one part, which isn't a sad part at all. It's actually the best part of the movie, and I get so excited. I get emotional.
And then you start crying.
And I start crying, and she looks at me. She's like, again? She's like, you knew it was going to happen. I'm like, but it doesn't make it less special. But she also cried. I could hear her crying. When we left the theater, it was 10 of us went. When we left, like, half of them were crying.
Really?
Yeah.
It's that intense.
One of them was still crying. We took our 13-year-old cousin, and she had watched all the Marvel movies in 2 weeks.
Oh, my God. That's a lot.
All of them.
I think Iron Man's going to be coming back, though.
What are you talking about? We're not doing spoilers.
Oh, well, I don't know. I was just talking
Everybody
about...
knows already.
We're not doing spoilers.
It's all over the internet.
I don't care.
Yeah, the director said we could.
No, I'm not doing it. I won't do it, because if somebody did that to me, I'd walk down to the station and personally punch you in the face.
So do you think Spider-Man is going to do better than Endgame? I think it will.
Spider-Man will do better than Endgame?
Yeah.
No, not even close. Spider-Man will make $1 billion, but that's it.
But I feel like Spider-Man is now the middle of, like, everything. Everything revolves around Spider-Man now.
For now? Until they can't use him anymore?
Well, no. Like, they're probably going to re-sign his contract for, like, 5 more movies.
Depends. So Sony owns the rights to Spider-Man.
Yeah, they get all the money from the movie, and then...
They don't get all the money. They get portions of it.
And then Avengers get, like, the merch and stuff.
Yeah.
Watch the video I sent you last night. They explain everything.
Nah, it's not entirely correct. If whatever they're saying, whatever they're telling you is not entirely correct.
It's the...
Because you have mixed information.
It's the partial truth.
It's the partial truth. There you go. Coming up right now, your Two Row Times news update.
It's the one station for all nations. 93.5 FM.
Sunreal Parachute. That song just ended.
I know.
You didn't put cold. You put fade. I blame you on that one.
There's like a 2-second fade.
All right. So trending on social media right now is advice you give yourself from 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
So, like, I would have been 19. You would have been 27. I'm just kidding. 17.
18.
Wait,
17.
You're 27, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you'd be 17.
Yeah, I'd be 17.
You're 20.
I'd be 16.
You'd be 16. All right. So we would all be teenagers.
Yes.
So 16-year-old Dea would have been in grade 11.
Yeah.
You would have been grade 12. I would have just started university.
Mm-hmm.
That 1 year I was in university. So what would you give? What would your advice be to the you in grade 12, the you in grade 11?
My advice to myself would be don't procrastinate, because I'm doing things in my life now that are just getting better. And I could have did them when I was 16, but I procrastinated. And then for that, I'm 10 years behind.
Mine would be single.
Oh my
but
God.
You are single.
No, I just...
You're still single.
I'm single now, but before, like, I went through so much, like, emotionally and stuff. It distracted me from just... Even, like, college stuff. Like, yeah. I wish I was single for my period of college. I would have had a way better time.
I remember being 19. I turned 19 in October of when I started at McMaster.
Mm.
So I never wanted to go to McMaster. It was on the list because I was forced to put it on the list, but I wanted to go away for school. And I remember that year of my life being one of the toughest years of my life. Just going through that transition of, like, figuring myself out, because I was this one person for 5 years.
Yeah, it's hard.
And then, you know, I got to be somebody else because that person I was in high school, it doesn't fly when you leave.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a tough, tough year. So let's see, what all happened that year? I almost flunked out of university. Then I left university. Then I tried to go away for college. I came back 2 weeks later. And then I went to Mohawk. And I almost flunked out of that, too. And that all happened when I was 19. So
crazy.
I would say, you know, it gets better.
It does.
It gets better.
It's as cheesy as it sounds, it's true.
Mm-hmm. That is cheesy though, right?
Yeah.
It gets better.
Well, everybody says that. Like, even you could be going through anything in life and people are always like, it's going to get better. Don't worry. Like,
I think it only gets as good as you want it to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got to change your situation or scenario in order for it to get better. You can't stay stuck.
Yeah, if you're doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, well, that's where you're going to fail.
It's kind of like life is going to keep on hitting you with the same scenario until you actually learn from it, and then you'll be in a different situation.
I try not to make the same mistakes twice.
I always do.
I try not to. I do make a lot of mistakes. I have been fired several times. Several times, so I have the tendency to make the same mistakes, but I try not to.
I always make the same mistakes.
What's the biggest mistakes that you always kind of repeat?
Anything with guys.
Anything with guys.
Anything to do with any like guy situation. Yeah. I always go for like the same situation I've already been through.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get out of that now.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I think like for me, it's just like financially, like I'll overspend. And just because I know I'm going to have money coming, I'll just overspend.
You always do like the math in your head. Be like, well, if I buy this now, I get paid in 3 days. So I'll be, okay, I'll be okay.
Yeah. Oh, another thing is like I find that I'm using my time more wisely now than I would before. Like before, I would focus so much on the whole like party scene during the week and on the weekends.
Oh, we know.
And now I'm just more like, oh, let me start this. Let me start that. Let me put my time into more like something that's going to I can invest in myself and maybe have it benefit me down the road.
I think the one thing you've grown out of is being uncomfortable with being alone.
That, yeah.
Because that was knew a me big when I was thing. In that. Like 3 years ago, when we talk about these things, her biggest fear was just being alone in general.
Yeah.
Like being home alone or not with a friend. And we'd be like, okay.
That would scare me.
Yeah, but I think you've kind of gone over that.
Yeah, now I'm good with just, I actually will tell friends I don't want to chill today because I just want to Netflix and chill by myself.
The biggest mistake I always make has to do with the things that come out of my mouth in terms of words. I say things that get me in a lot of trouble. Because I cannot help myself. My wife always says, because she almost like Borat, almost sounded like Borat there. For 10 years, she has seen me get fired from several jobs. And the main reason why is because of the things that I say.
You don't think before you speak.
Nope. I just express how I feel and so be it. And that it's set in stone.
It's you.
It is me.
That's who you are. So either somebody tags along for the ride or they don't.
I got fired from my first radio job because I called everyone out at a staff meeting. I couldn't help myself.
Yeah.
We were at a staff meeting and someone said, does anybody have anything they want to talk about? I was like, I do.
I got a lot to say.
I got a lot to say. And then I just let him have it and woo, got in a lot of trouble for that one. So yeah, you should probably think before you talk. Although it's got me pretty far with this job.
Mm-hmm.
I rarely ever think before I talk.
Yeah.
And all we do is spit out radio gold. Ain't that right?
It's right.
Yeah, no one jump at agreeing with me. Thanks.
It's just quiet.
Yeah, just dead silence. Coming up, we're going to wrap up this show. Music on the way from Alessia Cara and Big Slim.
And when you want to keep up, hit us up.
Look, I'm good. No, I'm crazy.
Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
What's my name, Sam?
Jukasa Radio, 93.5.
Quad hour here on Jukasa Radio, one of the final four episodes.
Crazy.
Dum, 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 dum. Dale will not be here next week. He will be off. So that means we are down to two.
So technically me and Dale are right. It is our last three.
It is your last three, but not based on the fact that there are 4 weeks left in the month. It's just because he will not be here. So what do you guys got going on for tonight and for the rest of your weekends?
Well, I've got the show.
Yep, I got that.
I want to go check out the carnival this weekend.
Where is it at?
It's near Limeridge Mall, right at the park there.
Yeah, I'm fully aware of that one.
If the weather's like nice, so
I think it's gonna be good tomorrow.
All right,
I'm not so confident about Sunday.
I'm gonna do that tomorrow then.
All right, Dale.
It's Mother's Day coming up, so we're gonna be talking about what you can for your mom.
What can you do for your mom?
You can buy them chocolate, maybe like flowers, take them out for lunch.
Okay,
stuff like that.
I got a call yesterday saying we're going bowling for Mother's Day.
Nice. That's a good one.
It's not when everyone's really old.
And crippled. You're crippled right now.
I got a bad ankle. I'm very wonky right now. My mom's got fibromyalgia and is like 55 years old. My stepfather has a bad back. He's almost 60. My grandmother's 75.
It's going to be an interesting bowling match.
It's going to be very interesting. I think we're all going to bowl under 100 for sure. For sure. All right, so make sure you stay tuned for the rest of the day. Carlos in next for your afternoon drive. Day is in tonight. I'll be back on Monday. Here's Andy Grammer. Don't give up on me.